Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The official We Do Not Care Club Handbook by Melanie Sanders positions itself as a lively, take-no-prisoners companion for women navigating perimenopause, menopause, and the years beyond. Rather than treating midlife as a problem to be fixed, the book reframes it as a disruptive, clarifying season when priorities shift and patience for performative expectations runs out. It blends humor-forward hot mess energy with practical encouragement, speaking to readers who feel exhausted by symptoms, social pressure, and the constant demand to be agreeable. The central promise is emotional permission, to set boundaries, to simplify, to stop over-explaining, and to advocate for care without guilt. Along the way, it highlights common midlife experiences such as sleep disruption, mood changes, brain fog, body changes, and identity shifts, while emphasizing community and self-trust. The result is less a clinical manual than a rallying handbook for reclaiming agency, confidence, and relief in a phase that often feels invisible or misunderstood. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing midlife as a liberation, not a breakdown. A core idea in the handbook is that the upheaval of perimenopause and menopause can be interpreted as a transition into greater clarity rather than a personal failing. Many women arrive in this stage carrying years of people-pleasing habits, overfunctioning at home and work, and quiet endurance of discomfort. The book leans into the concept that a reduced tolerance for nonsense is not a flaw, it is feedback. It encourages readers to see irritability, impatience, and emotional volatility as signals pointing to misaligned commitments, depleted reserves, and unmet needs. From that lens, midlife becomes an opportunity to renegotiate roles, revise definitions of success, and claim time and energy with less apology. This reframing helps reduce shame around changing capacity and shifting identity. It also makes room for humor, because laughter can be a pressure valve when the body and brain feel unpredictable. The handbook uses that hot mess tone to normalize the messiness while still emphasizing personal agency. The takeaway is that acceptance and self-respect can coexist with ambition and responsibility, but they require new rules built around reality rather than expectation. Secondly, common symptoms and the everyday strategies that make life easier. While the book is not positioned as a medical textbook, it speaks to the lived experience of menopause-related disruptions and the practical adjustments that can help. Readers dealing with sleep problems, hot flashes, mood shifts, low energy, body composition changes, and concentration challenges often feel dismissed or told to power through. The handbook counters that mindset by validating symptoms as real and worthy of attention. It emphasizes self-observation and pattern awareness, because noticing triggers and trends can reduce the sense of chaos. It also encourages building a toolkit of realistic supports, simplifying schedules, prioritizing rest, reducing avoidable stressors, and creating routines that account for variable energy. Rather than promoting perfection, it favors workable steps that lower daily friction, such as planning around fatigue windows or making small environmental tweaks for comfort. Another practical angle is communication, learning to state needs plainly to family, coworkers, and friends instead of masking. The overall message is that coping is not weakness and that quality of life matters. Readers are invited to experiment, keep what works, and release the pressure to fix everything at once. Thirdly, boundaries, assertiveness, and the end of over-explaining. A defining theme is boundary setting as a survival skill and a path to self-respect. The We Do Not Care framing is not about becoming careless, it is about becoming selective. The book pushes back against the reflex to over-explain decisions, apologize for needs, or manage other people's feelings at the expense of personal well-being. In midlife, when hormonal shifts can amplify stress sensitivity, weak boundaries can become impossible to sustain. The handbook encourages readers to identify where energy is leaking, unpaid emotional labor, constant availability, uneven relationships, and obligations maintained solely out of guilt. It then promotes straightforward assertiveness using clear language, time limits, and consistent follow-through. This is especially relevant in families where women have long been default caretakers. The book also highlights that backlash is common when boundaries change, but discomfort is not a reason to abandon them. By treating boundaries as basic maintenance rather than drama, readers can protect sleep, mental health, and confidence. The payoff is less resentment and more autonomy, plus relationships that are healthier because they are based on honesty rather than silent endurance. Fourthly, self-advocacy and health and the power of being taken seriously. Many menopause and perimenopause frustrations come from not being believed by clinicians, employers, partners, or even oneself. The handbook underscores the importance of self-advocacy, encouraging readers to document symptoms, ask direct questions, and pursue informed conversations about options. It supports a mindset shift from silently tolerating discomfort to actively seeking support. whether that involves discussing lifestyle changes, mental health resources, or medical pathways with qualified professionals. Another aspect of advocacy is rejecting the idea that suffering is the price of aging. The book highlights that readers have a right to be treated with respect and to receive care that considers their full experience. It also suggests leaning on community, because shared language and shared stories help women recognize patterns and speak up sooner. In workplaces, advocacy may involve requesting reasonable adjustments, protecting focus time, or setting boundaries around schedules when sleep and cognition are affected. The main contribution here is confidence, the reminder that you are the expert on your body, and that persistence is often necessary when navigating systems that have historically underprioritized midlife women's health. Lastly, identity, confidence, and building a new chapter with humor and community, beyond symptoms and logistics. The handbook addresses the deeper identity shift many women experience as they move through menopause. Roles change, children may become more independent, career priorities evolve, and the body may no longer respond to routines that used to work. The book treats this as a chance to rebuild an identity that is less performance-driven and more values-driven. Humor is a key tool, not to minimize struggles, but to dismantle isolation and perfectionism. The We Do Not Care Club idea functions as a social permission slip to be messy, honest, and human without losing dignity. Community matters because it counters the cultural tendency to treat menopause as either a punchline or a secret. By naming shared experiences, the book encourages readers to stop internalizing them as personal failures. It also promotes self-compassion as a practical practice, recognizing that confidence is easier to sustain when expectations are realistic. The larger message is forward-looking. Menopause is not an ending, it is a pivot point. With the right mindset and support, readers can use this season to create a calmer, clearer, more self-directed life. In conclusion, this book is best for women in perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause who feel overwhelmed, unheard, or simply tired of carrying everything with a smile. It also suits readers who prefer a candid, humorous tone over a strictly clinical approach and who want emotional validation alongside practical direction. The benefit to a reader's life is its emphasis on permission and agency. Permission to stop overextending, to say no without a courtroom-level defense, and to treat well-being as non-negotiable. By focusing on boundaries, self-advocacy, and realistic coping strategies, it can help readers reduce daily stress and regain a sense of control during a phase that often feels unpredictable. Compared with similar menopause books that lean heavily into medical detail or rigid protocols, this handbook stands out for its mindset shift and community energy. It meets readers where they are, including the messy parts, and encourages action without demanding perfection. For someone who wants a supportive reset, a language for what they are experiencing, and a motivating push to prioritize themselves, it is a worthwhile buy and a likely reread when the next wave of change hits. If you would like to support Melani Sanders, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.